So let's pray.
Yes, it's just like last year and the year before that.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this time you've given us to explore your word and the doctrine of your word.
Maryland, when we moved down from New York,
and its authority.
Spoiled in New York.
Forgive us, O Lord, for being very stiff-necked people who do not want to be turned the way you want us to turn. Give us your Holy Spirit that we might repent and believe everything you've written
and accept it
when we come, when we have it revealed to
us. Those of you who are visiting with us or new,
in Jesus' name we pray.
We've been working through the letter to Ephesians for
couple of things
couple of
I want
now,
to remind you of going into the rest of this class. First one is Genesis chapter 1. I'm not going to read from it now because you all know it.
But before we do that, I want to focus.
What did God do to create the world?
On the
he
instructions
spoke,
that Paul gives
and it
here
came into
in
being.
Ephesians 6 regarding the slaves and
the universe did not say, wait a second, God, before we come into being, let's check with some other authority to see whether this is okay or not. God spoke, and there is no authority higher than him,
and it came into being. Now we deal with masters and slaves.
When Jesus started calling his disciples, and we read in the Gospels, it sounds very strange. This complete stranger
Rome,
walks
where
up to
Paul
these people
was,
and says,
and
you,
so we
follow
we
me.
Examined it, in regards to
and
what
they
the text
start
says
following it.
Six. Let me just read that
and they become his
again.
Disciples.
This is the word of God.
Motley crew
slaves obey your earthly masters
of strange,
with fear and
diverse
trembling,
people.
With a sincere
just
heart.
Get up,
as you
leave
would
everything,
Christ,
and follow
not
him.
Not by the way I
just
service
he says,
as people pleasers. But as servants of Christ,
the authority
doing the will of God
God
from the heart,
and of Jesus Christ,
rendering service
and his voice,
with goodwill, as to the Lord and not to man.
When the Holy Spirit, when God sends his Holy Spirit,
does, this he will receive
and changes
back from
the
Lord,
person, causes them
whether
to
he
have
is a
faith,
slave or free, masters
it
do the same
radically
and stop
changes
your threatening,
the person.
Knowing
it is
that
effectual
he who has both their
to
master
save
and yours
and to
is
change
in heaven, and that
sinners.
There is no partiality.
So all of this is a question
of God's word this morning.
Of God's authority and how it is expressed to sinners.
Now, just
now,
to finish on this subject one more time this morning before we move
your
on.
Your own life. When you come into contact with God's word
a couple of weeks
and
ago
it says
when we were
something
last
you don't like
theologians
and tells you to something you don't
want to
do.
Prior to the Civil War had examined the scriptures
the right
very closely.
Thing?
Typically with a desire to defend
your
political side
progress.
That they found themselves on
you're
at the
not
time,
perfect.
Whether to say that the Bible condemns
and
slavery,
and it's never going to be perfect until God
slavery.
Comes again to change
and
this
one
world.
Of the passages that
so as
was
you
found
read
preferable
in
the
Paul's
South
letters,
was this passage in Ephesians
did everyone
chapter 6,
agree with Paul?
Because Paul sounds very
did everyone accept his apostolic
practice,
authority,
not
even
stating
though
his
he
disapproval,
had it? Truly and genuinely,
surface, but rather
he had to fight
instructing
for it.
That there be a Christian demeanor.
He even sent a letter to a church
and between
slave the pastor,
and
the elder, wadded it up and
well,
tore
one
it
other
in
passage of
and
scripture
threw it away.
That we have in the corpus of the New Testament.
So it takes time
is described as
for
a,
the church to
often,
admit what's right and good
letter
and follow the right.
Written by
good.
Paul to a man named
so we
Philemon.
Shouldn't be surprised.
And although
when
that
this whole thing
also
is a
has
messy
to do
process,
with the subject of slavery,
when
it's
the Apostle
fact,
Paul is called into question
on the whole debate,
and people
and
demean him
time,
and say mean things about him,
disregarded.
Why should I follow him?
Aside.
I'll follow Apollos. He's a much better speaker
as
than this Paul guy.
To either.
Why should I listen to him?
J.B. Lightfoot, no. Who was
people
an exceptional British scholar and
the
theologian, whose career started
and this happened to
in
Jeremiah
the
mid-1800s.
Writes
King,
in a way very characteristic
exactly who,
of the time
the letter,
about how Paul's
threw it away.
Letter to Philemon
and Jeremiah
was
had to
regarded,
have it written
was
again.
Understood, was interpreted. He says
so,
this. He says it is only
this is a
one
messy
sample
process.
Of numberless
so not
letters
everyone is
which
going
must
to be
have
okay
been written to his many
not
friends
is going
and
to be
disciples
okay with the Bible.
By one of
in
St.
fact,
Paul's
in Romans 1,
temperament
it
and
says
warm
this.
Affections.
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness
of
men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth.
In his accidental pleading,
for what can be known about God is plain to them,
Lightfoot is
because God has shown it to
that
them.
This letter to Philemon,
for his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature,
personal correspondence,
have been clearly perceived ever since creation of the world,
many such
and the
letters,
things that have been made, so that they are without
excuse. Rank,
for although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but became futile
letters,
in their thinking, and their
said.
Foolish hearts were darkened.
But beyond that, he says,
claiming
the
to be wise,
to Philemon,
they became fools,
most importantly, he says,
and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals
Christians
and
his respect.
And this is what God, people do with God's
business,
general revelation.
Which included their
so
slaves.
When they come into contact with God's special revelation, they're going to try to do the same
the apostles'
thing.
Character was the common tool.
They're going to try to reject the scriptures because it says things they don't want
to
hear.
That Paul would ever think to
and they want to try and make believers feel
outright,
foolish.
But
God has promised.
His apostolic
Jesus
authority to influence
knows this and says this in John 10:27.
In other words, we like
that
the
his
South
sheep
especially. They
hear his
like
voice.
The apostle because he backs
and
off
that includes
and he doesn't meddle.
The scriptures of the New Testament, for it is the voice of God and.
And yet, Lightfoot goes on to admit, to ourselves, this fragment which has been rescued. We know not how is.
And if you remember back to my introduction, let me just
nowhere in the
review a little bit
of the gospel
from the introduction.
Strikingly
that
exerted.
The unbelievers,
in other words,
the unbelieving
that we have
scholars,
this one unique letter
are making this
having
accusation
been preserved by the providence of God, so that it,
the New Testament
also
church
is
and the
included
that
in our canon.
They have a de jure objection
than it often is,
and they question the rational basis. For the 27
the letter to Philemon
book,
is
New
only
Testament
25
canon.
Verses long.
The key question is this.
And you'll
can
find
Christians
it
know they have the
New
right
Testament
New Testament
just
books?
Before the book of Hebrews.
Liberal scholars
and, it is
and Roman Catholics
considered a private
say,
letter
no, you guys
written
can't
by a man
possibly
named
know
Philemon,
which is in the canon
Christian,
and which isn't.
Written to
there are no
man,
distinguishing
Philemon
marks between the Gospel of Matthew
also a slave owner,
so that you can say that this is really different
a slave,
and inspired
a slave named
and the
Onesimus.
Gospel of
he lives
Thomas
in Colossae,
is not.
That church
that's what
of
they're
the,
saying.
The letter that Paul wrote to in
and
also.
De facto
and
is
Onesimus the
from
slave
has,
having escaped
talking about in fact or in effect whether by right or not
went, found himself
and an example
in Rome
of that the island has been de facto divided into two
Paul.
Countries that would mean
and at
there's
the time
no
of
law
writing
that
the
said
letter
the country
to Philemon,
had to be divided into
Onesimus
two
has made a profession of faith.
But de facto, from the fact of the matter, there are two different groups of people that are dividing
so Paul is
this
now
country,
writing
even
this
though
letter
it's not
Philemon,
a part of law. So
it
a de jure objection
to
would be one that's like this.
To his master,
this describes a situation, role, or condition
in which Paul
that is legally recognized or officially
that the
established.
Two might
for example,
be reconciled.
A law
so
prohibiting
I invite you to turn
discrimination
with me to
is de jure.
Attorney
a law
the
says you can't
Philemon
discriminate.
I want to read
but what are the facts on the ground?
Point out
facts are on the ground are people are still discriminating and maybe the law isn't even being enforced.
Most missed in
for
this
example,
letter.
A law prohibiting
most
even if discriminatory practices
first of all, the letter
in
begins in a very familiar
so what the liberals are
Paul-like
suggesting,
style.
The enemies of the Bible are suggesting
he says,
is,
Paul, a prisoner
you
of
Christians
Jesus,
have no
Timothy, our brother,
principle.
The Philemon, our beloved fellow
no
worker,
rule
Apathia,
by which you know
our sister and Archippus, our
what's
fellow
scripture
soldier,
and what's
and
not.
The church in your house.
What's authoritative?
Grace to you and peace
not.
From God our Father
that's what
and the
they
Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always when I remember you in my prayers
they
because
are
I hear your
themselves.
Love and of the faith that you have toward the
because
Lord Jesus
these scholars
and the
believe
and
that
I
there
pray
can
that
be
the
no
sharing of your
supernatural
faith may become effective for the full
they
knowledge
believe that
of every
all
good
of life
is
material
for the sake
and
of
energy
for
and
I
there
have derived
is no
much
spirit.
Joy and comfort from your love my brother
therefore they
the
have no
the
way to justify
have been refreshed
numbers
through you so he starts out
they have no way to justify
this,
grammar
in this letter. He's writing
and even talking
in
about
very
nouns and
Pauline
verbs
style.
And adjectives.
It's very familiar,
and
all of the letters of
so
Paul
they write
the
all
same.
These papers.
But he is writing
and
along
they write
with
all
Timothy,
these symbols on a
Timothy
piece of
is,
paper.
Is a co-author
and they act
this.
Like it means something.
But it is also addressed not just to Philemon, but to two others.
But their thoughts are not matter, and they have no energy.
It's addressed as well to the church in Colossae.
They're not extended in space. They have no smell.
And therefore, according to their own principles, they don't have existence. Apparently hosts in his own house.
And they are not authoritative.
So even though this is considered a private letter,
so these unbelieving
scholars
who point at us and say, you don't have an authority,
witnesses to the message
are the ones who have no authority
in both the delivering
in themselves
and to the receiving.
The emperor has no clothes.
And that is followed by, you know, the typical blessing of grace and of peace.
Who stands on the ground that God has made.
Thanksgiving that Paul professes to give.
Who is spirit, infinite, eternal, unchangeable.
And that Paul wants.
And who knows the creation.
Philemon will
and has created
his ministry. But then.
And knows that 1 + 1 = 2 here and now. And will be 1,000 years in the future on the other side of Jupiter.
Deliberate use of language.
He makes sense of the universe around us.
That communicates more than
therefore,
is what is there.
Therefore, we do have an authority. We
Let
do
me show
have
you what I mean.
A de jure explanation
forgoes, you know,
of everything.
The usual
it's these
title
unbelieving
of apostle, first.
Scholars
he doesn't
that do
defend
not
defend his authority. Remember Rome, how he starts
do not be intimidated.
In many of his letters, he says,
goal
Paul,
of Kruger is to
you
show
must listen
that Christians have ground for trusting the New Testament.
He was defending his apostleship.
And his method
here
that he uses, and I've explained to you last
Philemon,
time,
he is, a
is that it is a self-authenticating model, blending
now,
theology
the of Colossians
and history.
And this letter
the teaching
to
of the scriptures
were written at the same time
are reflecting the general revelation that is in the heart
Rome.
Of every
so he is
man.
Indeed in prison.
It teaches
and that's
that
recorded
God is
by Luke in the end of Acts.
That he's infinite, eternal,
and both
and unchangeable.
Letters were apparently delivered together.
And that he understands
the letter
everything.
To Colossians.
And that he
can church,
reveal himself
and the letter
in the world.
To Philemon.
And it is we who are underneath
I said,
him.
You know, was apparently
not
hosted
we,
by Philemon.
Not
perhaps
the universities
the
who are over God
leader of
and
the
shaking their finger at God and saying,
so again,
you can do
even
this
though this is framed
this.
As a private letter, there really isn't anything
the scripture
private about it.
Is over the church.
So Paul is making reference to his
the scripture calls the church into being.
He's done it
the word of
in,
Jesus
in
Christ,
he begins
who
letters.
Is the word himself,
but notice, you know, when
calls
we get through the
church
the rest
into
of the
being
letter,
from nothing.
Seems to emphasize
just like he calls
this fact
the world
and remind Philemon of it often. For instance, look
so
at verse 9.
So it is scripture.
He says, I'm an old man and a prisoner
and
also for Christ.
And not the
verse
other
10,
way around.
Getting to know Onesimus
the dog
in
wags
my
his
imprisonment.
Tail. The tail
verse 13,
doesn't wag
during
the dog.
My imprisonment for the gospel. Verse 23, Epaphras,
and
my
one of the ways that liberal scholars have seek to explain the canon
it would seem to be the case
is
that Paul
this
is
way.
Continually bringing
a community
this up
determined
the letter,
canon.
Not so much simply for stating a
we
fact.
We can already see from the name.
As much as
it's the people who decide what the canon is, and it's not
Christian
God.
The faith has cost Paul.
So
what he
here's
has
what they say.
Endured as
community
a
determined models argue. It argues
Paul
for the validity of the canon
as one who has
on the basis of the church's
sacrifice,
recognition
financial sacrifice
and acceptance
one.
Of specific
or paid
books.
The or has not paid the cost.
And the first one that we're
going to
examine today is
he
the
is
historical critical
of
model,
that fact.
Exemplified by this guy,
and
Bart
then
Ehrman,
along with all of
who
that,
attacks
there
the
are
New Testament scriptures all the time.
To his imprisonment.
I think he
along
teaches
that,
at Duke
also
University.
Here with very affectionate
and he's
alive
today.
You know, in verse 1 and 2,
he
speaks about Timothy being our brother.
In this scholarly method,
being a beloved
that
fellow
you go
worker,
back to the beginning,
being our sister,
and
Archibus
you
being
need
our
to chip away
soldier.
At the New Testament
and
you get away all of
or
the parts that are not
that it
necessary.
It goes on. It continues.
There are 27 books are
the
too
tone
much.
Will continue throughout the
and you need
whole
to chip
letter,
away and get
and
rid of all
so
of these things
of
that
Onesimus.
People suppose that Jesus
now, verse
says.
Verse 10, he says, my child,
and get to the
my
reality
child, Onesimus,
of what Jesus
whom,
says.
Whose
and only they are the ones who determine.
Verse 12, sending you my
really
very
said and what
heart.
Is really true.
Verse 16, Paul says that
the canon
Philemon,
is,
who is the
merely
of
a product
of
human activities
from,
in the church.
Now receive back his
that word merely
as a
is important.
Brother, as a
because it's saying it's only that.
Brother.
Obviously, Christians believe that
the
church
had
a part to play
angles to the
in
language is
the writing of the scriptures.
He's loading
Peter was
how
a part
much
of the church.
Suffered
He was inspired by the Holy Spirit.
A great deal of that.
And he wrote
also
the Bible.
Loading the,
God uses people
familial bond
to write his
that
work.
All believers have.
But that's not all. So merely a human explanation is what is in play here.
Let's look at that.
The canon is just
accordingly,
an
though I am bold enough in Christ to command you to
sure,
do what is required, yet for love's sake, I prefer
but it's not to just.
Appeal to you.
It is also the word
man
of God.
A prisoner also for Christ Jesus.
It is not should a book be in the canon.
I became
it just
in
is.
My imprisonment.
There is no
formerly
ought.
He was useless to you, but now he is indeed useful to
this is the way that these materialist
me.
Scholars are.
I am sending him back to you.
They say it's all subjective.
I would
except
have been glad
when I
to
write
keep him with
book.
Me in order that
you
he might
to
serve me
what I write.
On your behalf during my imprisonment for the gospel.
So if they're right, they're wrong.
To do nothing without your
and if
consent,
they're wrong, they're wrong.
In order that your goodness might
they are
not
being
be compulsion,
absurd.
But of your own accord.
It assumes there is
for
nothing
this perhaps
special
is why he was parted from
about
you for
the text
a while,
at all.
That you might
it's
have him back forever.
A human
no longer as a
book.
Slave, but more than a slave.
Why do they make this
as a
assumption?
Beloved brother.
Because of their
me,
materialist
but how much more
assumptions.
To you, both in flesh
that God
and
is
in
not
the Lord.
At play here. And that they are the ones with the true authority.
Verse 8 is the essential part of the
evaluation.
Whole message, the whole letter.
The canon did not drop
verse
from the sky.
Verse 8 is the essential message.
It was given
there,
through the church.
There are
this
two
is true.
Words in that verse that are important. The first
these Bibles
is the
that you have are
epitasso.
Not glowing and floating in the air.
It means simply command.
If you tore out a
command
piece of the Bible or you wrote
authority.
Something in it, you would not be zapped
word
by
is
God.
Nico, which is
but maybe you
proper,
would. I don't
or
know.
One's
God
duty.
Could do that if he wanted to. But God
and
doesn't normally work that way.
How those words are translated, you see, becomes important.
God normally works a way of,
can
oh, you
that?
Want to
because,
disrespect
you know,
the scriptures,
in the mid-1800s,
and you'll get what you want.
Leading up
you won't
to
learn
the
from
Civil War.
And you will make all the mistakes
everybody
the
was using
who rejects
the King
the Bible
James
makes,
Version.
And it will ruin your life.
And the translation of this verse
and
goes like this.
You will
like
get
this.
What you want.
Wherefore, though I might be much bold in Christ to enjoin
God
thee
normally
that
works
which is convenient.
Through secondary causes in this universe, but he is free to work
epitasso
above and
beyond. Was translated
canon didn't
enjoin.
Drop from the
now,
sky.
Enjoin is not a word we use much
such
today.
Is true. Matthew 18:18 says, truly I tell you,
command.
Whatever you bind on earth, will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on
urge
earth
in the positive,
will be loosed in heaven.
Or
why is this?
To press
because
restraint in the
Jesus
negative.
Is telling his disciples,
this, or you should do this,
as they will be leaders of the
someone.
Church,
and the same
they
goes
have
for Anico,
a
the other
true
word,
authority.
That which is
they're
proper,
going to be
is
the mechanism through which God writes his word, his
which
New
means
Testament.
That which going involves little trouble
and they're
going to
be leaders
effort.
In the church.
If you get around
God
to it,
uses
you might consider doing
this. Sinners like
and that's
you
how
and
it
me.
Was interpreted.
These 12 apostles.
Now you can see how the
Peter with all
of
his problems,
true words
Paul with his
was,
pride
was
problem.
Wherefore,
all of these sinners
thou,
and he's
going to
take these crooked sticks
to enjoin thee that
and he's going to strike
convenient.
A straight blow. And
now,
God
Matthew
does
Henry,
this with us
another,
every day, and he's patient with us,
well-known
and he still
theologian,
sanctifies us,
a British
even though
Presbyterian minister
things that we do
and
think and say and feel
a century
are
before the Civil War.
God still uses us.
Set the tone
and uses
by
us
which
to
this verse would be understood
things.
In the future. This is how everybody
so
understood it because
this,
of what Matthew Henry wrote.
There
the
is
subject.
A humanness
said,
to the canon that
with
we
what
must
earnestness
recognize.
Does he concern himself
that
with a poor slave?
It's just like with Jesus
being
Christ
now
himself.
Through his preaching
was Jesus
reconciled
Christ God
to God,
or man?
He labors for reconciliation between him and his master.
He's both.
How pathetic
it's a false
a
disjunction.
Does he
it's both.
Hear right in his behalf?
Did Jesus
scarcely
Christ
any argument
cry?
Is forgotten that could possibly
did
be
Jesus
used
Christ
in the case,
know how to
all
speak
are
English?
Pressed with such force.
Did he know how to speak Hebrew once he was born?
To himself that he was asking,
the Bible says he grew in wisdom
more.
And knowledge.
It is no disparagement.
Does that mean he grew in wisdom and knowledge in his divine nature?
And sometimes
no, that's
even
heresy.
Beseech, where in strictness
does that mean
right,
he grew in knowledge
command.
And wisdom in his human nature?
So does Paul here, yes. Though an apostle, he entreats where he
God
might enjoin.
God became man.
He argues from love
and the eternal word of God.
Authority.
That dwelt in heaven
must carry
has manifested itself
in
written form in books that
so
you and
tone,
I read
of popular interpretation of the time.
Is this divine?
Was that,
or
Paul
is this human?
Is merely urging
Philemon and it's
to release Onesimus from slavery.
And God has overruled,
if he found it convenient,
where man would make mistakes,
to do so.
And he has given us his perfect word.
Nevertheless, as one respecting Philemon's
legal
rights,
so it's not
rights,
merely,
Paul merely
a human affair,
requests,
but it
Philemon,
does have
remember
to do with humans.
The meaning of that word really is command.
So,
and the King James even
this
softened
historical
it to
critical
enjoin,
model,
and then Matthew Henry softened it
makes
even more.
Makes the mistake in what it leaves
he said,
out.
Entreat
it
where
treats
he could
Jesus
enjoin,
as if he was just a man,
that he might receive
God.
Or forgive Onesimus any financial loss
as a merely human document,
and
not supernatural,
not as a slave,
and thus
but as a fellow Christian.
It makes all the errors that come after
but
that.
But is that truly what Paul is saying here?
The Roman Catholic model is like
English
this.
Standard Version translates
Rome denies the ultimate authority rests in the Scriptures
accordingly,
alone.
Though I am bold enough in Christ
they will ascribe
to
some authority to it. At least they're not as bad as the liberal scholars that we just talked about. Scripture, tradition, and the magisterium are authoritative. So the Bible's
now,
authoritative.
This is much stronger language
say.
In both cases,
you should,
both of those words.
At least now. You should read your
Paul
Bible.
Has deliberately
it's a good thing.
Nuanced his authority
tradition
here.
Is certainly authoritative. They're drawing from all
gentle,
these traditions
being
of
very
the
clear.
Apostolic fathers and other people.
First using this language of
that's
his
good.
Own suffering, his own imprisonment,
as reformed
exemplifying
people,
for Philemon
we
all
have
that
a
he
tradition.
Himself has paid in
but
material
but it doesn't mean
possessions
it's over Scripture.
And in profit. And
they
second, in language
try to put
of
it
spiritual
on the same
familiarity,
plan.
That as
and
Christians
magisterium
we understand that our adoption
are authoritative.
And it
what's
brings us
the magisterium?
Before
the
Lord. The
magisterium is
third,
when the authority of the church comes together
to Philemon
to make
in what is framed as a private letter a clear message of
like
duty.
The Council of Trent,
which all around
the
Philemon
Council of Orange or the
will
Nicene
be aware of
Creed. These things.
Witness
are a product of the magisterium.
And his response to it.
But the magisterium usually has the final
me?
Say. So the Roman Catholic Church
Paul
will say that all three of these
that
are
allows
working together.
Philemon to,
but functionally,
to react in a way
it's
that
the
is
magisterium
honorable,
that has the final
but
say.
But also in a way that is absolutely
Scripture
clear
exists,
this is something he
why
must
they say,
do.
Because the church
something
exists.
Something that is Christian faith requires
so
that's
the church
of him.
That brings
something
the scriptures into existence in their
obey.
Thought.
And yes, we even use that
they
word
believe in inspiration
ends the letter
so that
the
they believe there's
two.
Something in the scriptures themselves.
Confident of your obedience.
That means that they're authoritative.
I write to you
that's a lot
that
better
do even more
than the
I
historical
say.
Critical method that we just talked about.
And
so they are different from the historical
and then in
critical
closing, and this really
method.
Is this is really the kicker
and it's
for me.
Superior
in closing, in Paul keeps to his nuanced
but like
language
with all of the
by
Roman
stating
Catholic
in verse 22.
Church,
look at verse 22.
There is a kernel
Paul
of
will
truth
soon
there.
Come to visit
the
Philemon.
Gospel can be found in the Roman
prepare
Catholic Church.
Prepare a guest
church.
Room for me in your house.
But there are all these other confusing things
I will come to see how you've responded
glommed
myself.
On. That make it
Paul intends to visit
the church
Philemon and see how he has
sound.
Responded. Paul, who has repeatedly emphasized throughout this entire
what's,
letter how he
can
is a
we
prisoner
evaluate
the Lord,
this? Well, the good
has endured a great deal
is,
of hardship in
like
his commitment
with the
other, service will yet one day
ways
drop
of determining
in for a visit.
Canon. The church is involved in
he
the
will
scriptures
tell Philemon
are
he
a result
will stay in
of
Philemon's
divine activity.
House. Thank you very much.
Historical critical
arriving
method won't like that
yet
second
unannounced.
Part. They don't say it's a divine activity at all. They say it's not.
Bless his
but at least they do believe that the church is involved. The bad is.
Let me give you three lessons that I gain from this.
One view is that the canon is recognized by the church. But you need the church to tell you what it is, or you have no idea.
A debatable point.
You just can't tell by reading
the
scriptures yourself.
Slavery.
There aren't enough clear marks in Scripture that tell you this is divine.
To release Onesimus from
so
bondage.
You need
the, fact
the church
that they
to tell
are both
you
Christians
the table of contents.
This, but the truth
and
of
if
the
you don't have
will
the Roman
and
Catholic
must
model, this one version of it,
out into the larger
this view.
Roman culture, which it
you
does,
are
succeeds
in
to
total
do.
Skepticism. you crazy Protestants.
The fact that Scripture describes the presence of
slavery. You have no real idea of knowing what's in the Bible or not.
There,
because
the Roman,
you're not accepting the Roman Catholic Church to
tell you the table of
contents.
Only reveals the ways in which the sin in the heart of man.
And then there's a second view. Others view the church as the ground of the canon. No church, no New Testament.
Security or pleasure.
They're even more crass.
That, my friends, is the
they pull even more power for the Roman Catholic Church and the magisterium.
No matter what form
they say, if you don't have us, you don't have
no
the
matter
New Testament.
How it initially
because
attracts
church
you,
gives the scriptures
such as profit
their authority.
Or prosperity or pleasure.
The church must not play
or in the
only
form
and
of
definitive
personal
role.
Peace
it is God.
Or affluence to be gained
that's,
by
that's
it.
What
such
we
as
should respond
getting an abortion, for instance.
The church here, the Roman Catholics, are playing as
the
if they
the
are the only definitive role in deciding what the canon
relief.
Is. But that's wrong.
Sin wraps itself
it's
around
God himself
you and entangles
who
you
should play that
and
definitive
pulls you
role.
Down and you cannot get
and here's
get
some
free
ways to
it.
Respond to it. Ephesians 2:20 says
you
the church was built on the foundation of the apostles
the Puritans used to call
and prophets.
The sins you really do want
so,
in your own life.
Doesn't you just say it was built on the church and the magisterium. It was built on the apostles and the prophets.
Much easier, of course,
who wrote the Old and New Testament.
It's much easier,
so
of course,
it
for
was
you to
based
look for ways
on
to honorably,
the scriptures.
Nobly defend it.
The Old Testament was the canon for the
well,
New Testament
know, none
church.
Of us are perfect.
2
Timothy
3:15
through 17.
All scripture is given by inspiration
well,
of God.
Well, I need this
and
if
is
I'm
profitable
going to go
for
on
doctrine,
stage
for reproof,
and preach powerfully or speak or
that
lead
the man
a nation.
Of God might be adequately
kind of
equipped for every
relief.
Good work.
I need this kind of
that was the Old Testament canon.
I need this sin.
Was their canon.
You don't understand. I need
it was their authority, and they appealed to it in scripture.
The world will even
from the earliest, Paul's letters were accepted.
To stifle debate.
It didn't need to be decided in the 4th century.
Just so that sin can be done
readily. It was already decided early. 1 Thessalonians is widely accepted as one of the earliest letters that was ever written. And here it's indicating that Paul's letters were accepted.
Must always bring the
believer back to the moral
law.
The Apocrypha was not received until the Council of Trent.
And that's critical here.
So again, the Council of Trent is a millennia and a half after
the beginning of
the church.
The scriptures, you know, are not an exhaustive catalog.
So for all that time, if you need the church to tell you what's in the canon,
every possible sin
the church was sleeping on the Apocrypha
so that it can say this is forbidden
and couldn't recognize it as scripture.
It doesn't go on exhaustively.
Why did it take so long?
Thing that might happen. So that every single wicked thing your corrupt mind
but yet
might
we have
come
all
up
this other evidence
clearly condemned so that
indicates
verse,
that
I can
these
see
scriptures
that I can't do that.
Were accepted early.
All
not
variations
late.
Of sin come
it didn't
from the
take
same
the
source.
Fourth century to decide what was in
that
the canon
is
or
the
not.
Fundamental
they were already accepted. Here's how church doctrine usually works.
All sin comes from the
yes,
same
it is
source,
the case that our confessions and our creeds
that is deceitful
function as the preaching of the church to the world, saying this
is
what we believe.
Wicked.
But you know how these creeds and
the
confessions
are
usually
very
get
clear,
made?
My friends,
they get made because some weird, strange guy comes up with a weird, strange
evangelism
doctrine.
In its
that starts messing things
up. Speaking
to
the world about its condition.
So some weirdo starts preaching out of the Gospel of Thomas.
But the bad news. You have
and you're in
the
church in the city over, and you start hearing stories about this guy preaching from the Gospel of Thomas and preaching heresy.
That is where it must continue to be broadcast. That is where
the
power of the gospel comes in.
Why is he keep preaching from the Gospel of Thomas? Everybody knows that that's
there is a right, there is a wrong.
Crazy
stuff. You must know the difference.
And not like what Jesus taught at all in all the other Gospels and all the other letters that we received. This is not apostolic doctrine.
It speaks to the judgment.
We
got to
do something about this guy. He can't preach from that book. He's messing up all these believers, and this could spread. So word gets around, and people start getting together and say, we got to say, we got to find some way to discipline this guy and stop this guy from doing it.
From one to three,
let's make a pronouncement and say,
well, none of us are
these are the books you can preach from.
And I accept Jesus
don't preach from any other.
Realizing the judgment of God
and so
is
they
what
come
you
down
should
hard.
Hear. That's what
because
Paul has repeated for us again and again and
arises.
Again in Ephesians 6.
And all institutions
for Christ. You remember
do
the
this
really
sort of
meaning
thing.
Real meaning of that term
like
is fear of
a law
God.
That says,
the fear of judgment
I can't remember
is
what
state,
must,
is what drives
it's a real law that existed on the books.
And
maybe
you don't understand the fear of God unless you're confronted with the moral law.
Up in this is righteous. An air balloon.
This is holy. This is how far
why
you
does that law exist?
From that.
Because somebody wanted
you
to, somebody did
go
it,
to Christ,
okay? Or at least wanted
do it
to
now.
Do it. And they, people of the government wanted
not
to prevent
them from
doing it.
Not because you feel sorry for how short you've fallen.
So,
or because you just, yeah,
it's not
because I've
people didn't
things,
know
because
what
your
was
soul
in
is an eternal
the New
condemnation.
Canon,
your soul
that they
stands
make a
threatened
about
with
it
eternal judgment.
It's that they want to keep people from preaching
the second
from
thing that the moral law does
ridiculous
is it
books.
To Christ as the Savior of sinners.
Say, here are the speed limits.
The only
don't,
way to escape
these are the books. Just preach from these.
And then,
approximate cause of the Bible
believers
is the church.
To a proper path.
Okay, what
in
the world does proximate mean? Proximate means near.
As the Puritans would say.
God uses the church
like
to write
people
the scriptures.
Say that. What would Jesus do?
But the ultimate cause, who is behind it all?
It means to follow
who is guiding all the
and to obey him and
the
to
ways
him
that the universe works,
the Lord,
all of providence,
you are not condemned for
such that the Apostle
short.
Paul
even as a Christian,
learns
as
what
much
he
as
learns
you try,
and has the experiences that he has.
You can have assurance,
and then the Holy Spirit inspires him
failings,
and he writes this letter that
Christ
is divine, and yet it's obviously
blood.
Paul that's writing
that's
it.
That's what it cost to buy
it's because
out
the proximate cause is the church. The near cause.
And number
but
three.
The ultimate cause is what's
while
behind
it may
it.
Appear
and it's
much easier
God
and more
who inspired people in the church.
This goes back to the last
to
subject I talked about.
Scripture.
While it might appear much
so
easier and more direct, you know, to
here,
take up
catching,
the gospel cause and to march right into culture.
The scriptures are
by attacking
human
certain sinful behaviors
and
in
divine.
The world and trying
and that
to correct
God overrides
practice,
the human fallibility of man.
The heart, we just need to
strike
change the laws in this country and then we'll be fine.
With a crooked stick.
The church's mission.
How does the Roman Catholic Church establish its own infallible authority?
The body of believers.
Well,
we must
since they're the ones who are saying the church, the magisterium is what's all important in this process.
And more.
We are the ones who decide what's in and what's out.
Call our own to continue.
And it's
repentance
because of the church that the scripture
because
exists.
Believers are not free.
The church could claim that it
webs
is infallible authority is authenticated
you know
by
in
scripture.
Your own conscience,
it's infallible authority
of it right now.
Is authenticated by scripture.
And you know that you don't
but,
want to give it up because
and maybe some of them
costly.
Do that. But then what's the
too,
problem with that?
Too, it would not it would be embarrassing.
It's
it
no longer
humbling,
the church
if I did
that is the infallible authority.
My friends, there is
it's
no
scripture.
Without that repentance
so if they were consistent with some of the things that they say,
that's why you come here every Lord's Day is to hear that.
They would believe in sola scriptura like Protestants.
You have nothing else to live for.
But they are not being consistent.
You must cry out to the Lord for his
salvation. Some might say the church is authenticated by the history of
the
church.
The church's mission is to build up the church so the individual Christian
they would say,
might truly be
if you just compare
the
history
in the world
of the church, you would see
Philemon was entangled.
The church is supreme.
He was conflicted.
You would just know, and you would cease to be a Protestant, and you'd become a Roman
this?
Catholic because you studied
pagan,
the history.
Neighbors say, how to treat a runaway slave.
But
I know how to do that. That's not a problem. Now I have a
interpret.
Conscience that is calling
if
me
you've read
to do something
any
superior
history
to
book
that.
About made, writing an autobiography or a biography, I mean.
You have the same issues in your heart.
An important man.
What are you doing?
You'll have two different takes on the man.
What are you
they won't
go?
Agree.
What are you allowing to wrap around you and tighten
so
you until you're suffocating?
You're establishing
your Christian faith
the authority
calls
of the church
to your conscience to change your
by
life.
Historians
now.
Who are fallible themselves
do
and don't all agree.
Authority that Paul gives.
This is a sandy soil to put your foundation.
Or you can hear
on.
The judgment of the Lord. I never.
Some
knew
say
you.
The church's authority is self-authenticating.
Which is
really.
It
the church
the
has made
Christian
many pronouncements
represent Christ as the salt
and has contradicted
the world,
itself.
Representing not just a right outward
they say
practice,
one thing one time and another another
by
time.
All people,
and
by
so
a heart,
to say
a
that the church, and they've admitted their error
let's pray
in the past.
Father in heaven,
the church cannot
teach us what
be
it
seen
means
as self-authentic.
To submit to one another out of reverence
only
for
God
Christ.
Himself.
Teach us what it means to
who is infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in his being, wisdom, power,
in the fear of God, we see our sin. We don't want that.
Is any self-authenticating
authority. Our sinful hearts wants to run away from
us. By his own nature,
we don't want the moral law to condemn us, and so we ignore the law.
But the church, sadly,
we want the material possessions, and so we abuse.
The Protestant church believes in sola scriptura.
We confuse it, we defend it, we excuse.
That means that the scripture alone is the ultimate infallible authority for church practice.
Perhaps not.
Doesn't mean it's the only authority.
To us at every single
your mom and dad are your authorities.
But the nuanced authority
your elders are your authorities.
Love the Lord.
You still have
the
police or an authority over you in certain matters.
Love my neighbor as myself.
And your magistrates and your boss is an authority over you. You
can't.
Believing in sola scriptura is no reason to cast off all your authorities and say, I do what I want. Only God can tell me what I want. I do.
Christ is waiting.
But your only infallible authority is the scripture.
Oh Lord, strengthen us for your service. Don't let us fall.
Everything else.
Thank you that with our great assurance in Christ, we can answer.
Next, we come to the canonical criticism
model. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is a picture here of Brevard Childs. I think he's still alive or he died recently. I can't remember which. But he's a modern 20th century theologian like Bart Ehrman. And he didn't like this historical critical model, which tried to pare back the books of the New Testament to get to the kernel of what Jesus really said, and would be okay with replacing all of these books with other books and say they're interchangeable. But he thought you should do the opposite. You should just assume that the church decided what was in the canon, and you should deal with the end product of the canon and not really concern yourself with what might have been in the canon early on. The church was overseeing this. For him, the meaning of the Bible is not found by trying to discover the earliest layer, but by its final form. So historical critical wants to go to the earliest layer. Brevard wants to go to the opposite extreme. Just go to the end. Don't concern yourself with what came before. Just assume the canon. And the theological struggle among the factions of Christianity is what molded the canon as we know it, its final product. That's what we should assume and go along with. The final form of the New Testament is normative because the redactors intentionally shaped the material to transmit to future generations. You might be thinking, oh, this is better. Well, you'll see. Childs, yeah. Oh, okay, yes. Childs rejects the historical and critical notion that canon is a late church activity. Hooray, that's good. He rejected it. He believes the canon developed through time in the early church. Okay, sure, that's true. So let's evaluate it. What's good about this approach? It is good that theology is allowed back into canonical study, that the church was forming the canon because they had an idea about what was right and good when they formed it. It is good that all 27 books ought to be considered. At least we got a New Testament now. At least if you go to a church that's influenced by him, you might hear preaching and reading from all 27 books of the New Testament, at least. But what's bad is it broadens inspiration from the apostles and prophets to the entire church. So it's no longer because God inspired the apostles, Peter, Paul, Matthew, and so on. It's because the church decided which got in and which didn't. So the church was an authority over the Holy Spirit speaking through Paul and Peter. No. That puts the church, again, over and above the Scriptures. Yes, Josh. I don't know his spiritual state. It doesn't sound good, but... Yes, he's saying that's what the church should learn theology from. That's what he said. But the reasons why and what he's saying behind it still aren't good. Remember, Josh, that just because somebody might have a good intent or have some good things to say doesn't mean they're not heretic. Yeah. Right. I don't know enough about him to say that, and we don't. Maybe if you knew him personally, you could say. But I don't think what he was saying was right. It might be better in some respects, but it's still not all the way there. The Scripture doesn't say this. The Scripture doesn't say that the church is over the apostles. That's one of the problems with what he's saying. And plus, we have in here the Scriptures themselves, this one written by John the Apostle, "You shall neither add nor take away." The church doesn't have the authority in this instance to add or take away from Scripture. The only thing that the church can do is recognize what Jesus tells them, is to recognize and receive the Holy Spirit speaking in Scripture. Doesn't make it Scripture, doesn't make it authoritative. It receives the Word as authoritative. It'd be like me saying, I used to not believe in God, but then I believed in God and I made Him have authority over the world. I can't do that. That would be ridiculous for me to say. But that's what Brevard Childs is saying. It's because the church makes it authoritative and makes a decision, and they made a final decision about the 27 books, so that's what we have. That is not right. That is the tail wagging the dog again. And you can't have that. The church, for him, is over the canon, and it cannot be that way. Now we come to another model. What is this? One, two, three. Yeah, or four. The fourth existential neo-orthodox model. And that here is a picture of, does anybody know? That's Karl Barth. here, Karl Barth. Let me just give a little bit of background for Karl Barth. Actually, I don't have enough time. Well, I'll give you a little bit. Karl Barth was an attempted answer to liberalism. Liberalism had taken the Scriptures away from the church because it said they're not authoritative. The scholars are the ones who tell you what's authoritative and what's not. And his solution was to, instead of arguing for the authenticity of Scripture, he would just say the Scriptures are divine because that's where we find the Holy Spirit speaking to us. And so history might not be the case that Jesus ever was a man and walked on the earth, but it doesn't matter. The Scriptures are where God speaks to you and you get this feeling and you get this motivation in your heart. And so that's why the Bible is inspired. The Scripture is not the Word of God, but it is only a witness to the Word of God. History and faith are not the same. The canon is those books through which the church encounters the living voice of God. History is unimportant. Is that what the Bible says? No. History is vitally important in the Bible. Jesus actually bled and died. He was the God-man who came in flesh and died and suffered and rose again from the dead. The scripture is entirely concerned with history and our spirits. So this tries to disembody the scriptures and make it some sort of ahistorical, wavy spiritual thing, that it's just you, an experience between you and God. So what's the good of this? The Christian community is an important aspect of the canon. When you read the epistles that Paul would write, and you're a Christian, you would feel the Holy Spirit working in you. That's a real thing. When you would read the Gospel of John, you would have working in your soul the Holy Spirit. The Word of God never returns void, but always has an effect. The Scripture says it is a savor of death unto death who are being destroyed, and of life unto those who are being saved. The Scripture always has this effect. Bart, in a way, acknowledges that the canon is self-authenticating because the Holy Spirit is at work in those documents. He believes that. So maybe in his mind, he's trying to preserve the Scriptures for the church. But again, just because you have good motivations and you say some right things doesn't mean you're not a heretic. And that the church had to answer Bart. And he said some things that were terribly wrong and screwed up the church because of it. What's bad? Scripture has no authority unless God decides to use it. God has already decided to use His Word, and He's already written it. And whether you feel like, whether you get the feels when you read this thing, is your problem. It's not God's problem. You may have something wrong with you. So the Word of God is God's Word, whether you have the feels or not. The canon is therefore fluid and thus not authoritative, because it depends on you in His view and whether you feel like it's the Word of God for you. So you can imagine what all sorts of pastoral issues might come up if somebody believes this. Like somebody cheats on their wife and the pastor goes and talks to them and he says, "I just don't feel that that's true, Pastor. I know you're quoting from that. I don't believe that's the Word of God. It doesn't speak to me. God wants me to be happy, so I'm going to go with that." The canon is therefore fluid. The community is therefore over the Scripture again. It's what the people feel. If this is true, is there even a canon at all? If it's all just about how you feel in the moment, whether you feel like the Spirit is speaking to you, and it's all individual, then is there even a canon or authority at all? Or is it just you and the hot dog that you ate? So there were various community variants of the community-determined model. There was the historical critical view. I don't have that up there for some strange reason. And that was paring it back and saying that the authority lies in the church and they can decide what happens, and in the scholars, and they can decide what's in Scripture and what's not. And the neo-orthodox view that we just talked about, that the canon is based on my individual experience of the Bible. You're not good authorities. Our spiritual states go up and we go down. Peter was doing great one day and Peter is doing terrible the next. And the Roman Catholic Church, the church authority defines the canon, but the church makes mistakes and has to be corrected. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the church at Corinth, tells them they're wrong and they need to accept his authority. And common flaw with all these: authority is external to the texts themselves, and it is placed in something else that is not authoritative. God has placed His authority through the mouths of the apostles to write Scripture. And just as the voice of God calls the universe into existence, so Jesus Christ, who is the Word of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, inspired fallible men to write an infallible Word of God in Scripture. And He has done it. What are some benefits to the community models? Well, it recognizes Matthew 18:18, that there is an authority in the church. If you reject the church authority and say, I'm not going to listen to you guys, well, I guess you're not listening to the preaching of the word. And you're not going to be submitting yourself to discipline. So when you sin, you're not going to have somebody call you out or encourage you when you're sad. And you're cut off from the church. That's bad. That's not good for you. It recognizes a historical role in canon reception. The church received the canon. They responded to God and said, yes, we will follow it. And it reflects processes like councils and debates. All of these things happened in the church, and they're important. And it's all part of the discipline of the church. Just like when somebody in the church sins, we can't just let it slide if it's something serious. I mean, everybody sins every day. We can't talk to everybody about everything. And we would have session meetings every night if we called out everything. We have to use our discernment. But this is activity of the church. It's discipline. This is in, this is out. Don't do this, do this other thing. We do this when we preach, when we talk to people. It's happening all the time, and this is a function of the church. But we don't make it the scripture. We don't make the scripture authoritative when we do that. We're only receiving it. Corporate reception is evidence of canonicity. It is an evidence that God has affected all these people by the power of this book. And it is an evidence that this is the Word of God. It's not final and authoritative in and of itself, the Scriptures are, but from the fact that it has changed people is an evidence of the divinity of Scripture. The Scripture bears these marks, and it causes the church to accept it. And here's Kruger's nuance. The model has value, but overemphasizes the human role. It's like saying, Jesus was a man, and all I ever preach about is the humanity of Christ, the humanity of Christ, and the humanity of Christ. And I never preach a sermon on how Jesus was God. Is that balanced or unbalanced? Very unbalanced. The Scriptures indicate that God is both human and divine. And the Scriptures themselves indicate the same thing about themselves. Men, moved by the Holy Spirit, spoke the truth, eternal truth. Critiques, it relies on human authority, not divine inspiration. And another critique, why is the 4th century community normative for us? Why should we listen to them for these Roman Catholics? Why do we need to accept their authority when they are fallible people? The Neo-Orthodox model risks subjective, fluid canon. It's what I feel. And the implication is that this all undermines the canon's inherent divine authority. So what is the right view? It's what I said to you last time, and it's summarized here in the Westminster Confession of Faith, chapter 1, paragraph 5. We may be moved and induced by the testimony of the church to a high and reverent esteem of the Holy Scripture, The church influences us. I'm right here. I'm a part of the church. I'm influencing you right now. It's happening. Does that mean I'm an authority over the Bible? No, it means I'm receiving the Bible and communicating that message to you. I'm putting the Bible on a pedestal and say, look at the Bible. It's authoritative. I didn't give the Bible its authority. I'm just showing it to you. And the heavenliness of the matter, I read the Bible, and I obviously see that there's something heavenly about this book. The efficacy of the doctrine, it changes people. The majesty of the style, only God could have written this thing. The consent of all the parts, Genesis and Revelation, all together, they agree. How is that possible? It's divine. The scope of the whole, which is to give all glory to God, when people write books, they try to cover over their foibles. But these guys, inspired by the Holy Spirit, put their own screw-ups in front of the people. Moses, all the Bible, all of it, takes man and puts him in his place, loves him, but shows all of his foibles, and God is exalted. The full discovery it makes of the only way of man's salvation is what's going to save humanity, education? No. It's a feeble thing compared to the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit can save the world through the death of Jesus Christ and his resurrection. That is what is able to save the world. The many other incomparable excellencies and the entire perfection thereof. There's no evil in it. And we sense this because we are made in the image of God. And just like in Romans 1, we know God is and his attributes. We see his attributes reflected when we read the Bible. Our arguments whereby it doth abundantly evidence itself to be the word of God. People know. It is a savor of death unto those who are being destroyed, but of life unto life to those who are being saved. People have an intrinsic knowledge when they are confronted with the Word of God that it is the Word of God. Yet, notwithstanding, our full persuasion and assurance of the infallible truth and divine authority thereof is from the inward work of the Holy Spirit, bearing witness by and with the Word in our hearts. It's the Holy Spirit that gives the final convincing force and pushes it over the edge. And this is a throwback to that reference I gave you before. 1 Thessalonians 2:13 recognizes one of the earliest epistles of Paul. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye receive the word of God, which ye heard of us, who's us? Paul. They said, it's the word of God. Ye received it not as the word of men. It's not from man, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Early, the scriptures of the New Testament were being accepted. And Paul's word that God was speaking through. Any questions? Yes.
Another proof text there. This is for Paul's authority, which for some reason is a question even in the past week. But here, 2 Peter brings
it. Amen.
Where he talks about Paul also wrote to you. This is 2 Peter 3:15. Paul also wrote to you according to the wisdom given him, as he does in all his letters, and he speaks in them of these matters. There's some things in them which are hard to understand.
Yep. Others.
Peter regards Paul's writing as scripture.
Not amen.
The general writing says anyone regard anything as scripture. No, this is the writing. This is the writing. This is the from the Lord. This tracks with what I've always heard about the Catholics and Neo-Orthodox, etc. And I can understand that the higher critical Ehrman's position maybe comes to us from around the late 1800s. Mm-hmm. He's just like the great grandchild of that. But the Catholic position.
I thought it was Council of Trent.
That's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if the Vatican or Trent, how early is
but there was this whole struggle in the early church about the primacy of Rome. And maybe even though de jure, according to the law, they didn't have this infallible ultimate authority, but it seemed over the years that de facto, in act, they did it. Any other questions or comments? Okay. Yes, Nancy. Yeah. 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 Rome assumed all authority to itself over the East, over all the other churches, and it wasn't always accepted, and there was a lot of disagreement, but then eventually they assumed authority over the scriptures themselves, which is just a terrible thing, how the sin just increased and got worse and worse. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time you've given us to explore your authority and how all these other vain attempts to ascribe to man and the church authority over the scriptures instead of submitting to your word. But we do this. We do this when we ignore something that you've written in your word, or we say, I don't want to deal with this. Or I don't want to repent at this. I don't want to stop doing this. And we forget so easily what your word has said to us, so that even though we don't officially reject the authority of Scripture, sometimes we de facto reject it. We ignore it and don't want to submit. Help us, O God, to know that your word isn't to ruin our fun, but it's to make us happy and holy in your Son, Jesus, and to love you and adore you all of our life, who is our true good. Help us to see this by the power of your Holy Spirit and submit to your authority in Scripture. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.